This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Bottoms up, as it were. Hello. Turning things around, it's not a bad thing to do. Life has been upside down for months. Might as well keep it going, right? It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and you, to keep you company, informed, aware, alert, all those good things. There's much discussion about the election that is before us. Not a lot of discussion about the candidates, it would seem, these days, but how to ensure that we all are going to be counted and counted accurately. And I think that's the big thing, whether to allow mail-in, online, in-person, et cetera, et cetera. So there are all kinds of things that are being discussed. I'd like both of you, because you have interesting and different points of view on this. Victoria, you and I, Jennifer, for your benefit, we were just talking off the air about a particular nuance in terms of voting. You want to start with that, Victoria, and then let's throw that around a little bit, because I think this is part of our public service. We need to have people thinking about the various things that go into now in this modern era. I said a little while ago that I wonder about some of the technology, and is it really advancing us? When you hear things about Twitter and the stuff that gets spread around and how easy it is, people don't, we're not being educated well as to how to discern, it's thinking. And people don't think we react rather than act to all kinds of stimulation that's before us. And it may have a major impact on voting and getting a true count, a fair count, the just rewards for people working hard to get his or her candidate elected. So let's take it from there, Victoria.
Well, it's being kind of passed around on social media now, and it's some good news for Blue Apron, which is the meal kit service that delivers, you know, all the ingredients to your home. I'm sure everyone has seen this at this point. It's kind of the biggest one of all of them. They have decided that the election this fall falls on a Tuesday, obviously, November 3rd, and so they are giving all of their employees a paid day off in order to vote. And the reason that they cited this, besides it, you know, just being a good thing to do, is a Pew Research analysis piece came out and said when they looked at going all the way back to 2012, 19% of non-voters said that they had a conflict with their work schedule, mm-hmm, or that they were too busy that day, and that's why they didn't vote. In 2016, that number dropped a little bit, but was still at 14% of non-voters said that they just couldn't get the time off from work. And in 2016, hundreds of companies gave workers paid time off to vote. However, like 99% of those companies were mostly tech startups. So Blue Apron is in a different category and has different levels of workers. So I think it's a great thing. I know that I've certainly been in the past. I've been at jobs where I have felt where I wanted to go and vote, and I have felt pressure to stay in the office. And so I know that that's not legal, but when you're, you know, I feel a lot of people have experienced some sort of pressure to not leave work early to go and vote. And so if companies either we make it a national holiday, we've got a lot of stupid national holidays, let's be honest. I know, Doug, this is your thing. So if we have, why can't exercising our constitutional right get a holiday? Why does Christopher Columbus gets a holiday, but voting doesn't? Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't.
Well, it's back to the lack of common sense.
People don't take Christopher Columbus Day off. I mean, that's not a paid day for most people.
Schools are closed. I'm just saying it's a stupid. It's in New York and New Jersey, it's a big deal. But I think
sometimes if you are looking for reasons not to vote, people can come up with a million of them. I don't know. But already it's required for employers to let their employees have time off to go vote. So I don't know.
Well,
I don't know if we need to make it a national holiday.
Even if it's required, I have still worked at two different places that where talking about it with my fellow employees, depending on, and if you work in New York City and live in another state, that's that you have to commute home, or if you live in wherever you live, if you commute to another state for work, that's half your day is gone just to make it home to vote in time.
Well, your husband's a good example of that. He spends 3 hours in the train back and forth. And
Couldn't he go in the morning or in the evening? I mean, I would imagine if it's important, I'm sure, Victoria, you probably
voted, when polls,
right?
I don't know when polls open, but if his company...
Most of the polls are 7A to 7P.
Yeah, he's on a train at 6 o'clock, so, and he doesn't get home until 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. So it's one example. I know it certainly affects the tri-state area where everyone commutes in and out of New York City, and it's at least an hour commute. I don't know. I don't think it's a bad thing.
This is a better way of, not better, but another way of looking at this and what goes on in other countries. In most other progressive countries, they pay much more attention to voting, voting rights, making sure that people are in the process, if you will. And I don't believe that includes mail-in ballots. I don't think any, from my own personal opinion and experience, going and seeing and feeling and filling out and putting it in the box so that you know you're counted is a security net for me, knowing that my vote is going into a box that can't be tampered with, that, and I know and trust the people who are counting the ballots. But there has been, when I was in school, I remember doing a paper when I was in high school in social studies class on voting. And the premise of my paper was to have, not a holiday, but to have voting take place on weekends, the first weekend of November, Saturday and Sunday, so that there was much more of a chance for people to have, if you have 2 days, if it's a non-work day for most people, not everybody, but for most people, and I thought I was pretty thoughtful and intelligent about the proposal that I made based on some of the things we're talking about here. That is, if you have to work on Saturday, you probably don't have to work on Sunday. If there is a chance, it gives you more of a chance to be able to take advantage of this. Why it's Tuesday, nobody can explain that. Nobody could then. Nobody can now. It's an arbitrary day. And the same is true for most of the other rules that have to do with voting. If it really is as precious as I feel it is.
Some states moved to Saturday, haven't they?
Okay, that's fabulous.
There are a lot of people that I think, a lot of states, at least I learned that during this last primary season where we learned about probably a handful, 10 states or so that vote on Saturdays now.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you think about it, remember how, I think it was last fall, there was a petition that got, I don't know how many signatures, a million, maybe more, to move Halloween to Saturday. So people, adults and children,
that was more important.
Enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
That was more. That got
more important than voters. Oh,
yes,
my God.
That got more people.
Thank you for reminding
us
of that. Than
moving voting to.
What are we? What's going on in our country? What do you think, ladies? Why have we become this immune, if you will, or maybe we've just become?
Because everybody's on a power grab. That's why. Everybody's gone crazy. Everybody's on a power grab. Yep.
Yeah.
But to Doug's question, though, how does that explain why we care more about Halloween?
It doesn't.
I don't think that's about power.
It's about changing things. It's the power of change, no change. I don't know. I think everybody has just...
Making it easy. Everything's going
to
be easy.
And to have a fight about something
convenient.
Like Halloween.
Yeah. I find it offensive.
I think it speaks
frankly.
More to the decadence and that
maybe.
Because people don't want Halloween during the week because they want to go out and get bombs.
Everything's going to be easy. I mean, what a convenient. Get
well,
the food
but it's,
delivered.
But,
you
it's,
know.
Yeah, it's but it's about decadence. The kids want more candy. The adults want to go to parties. It's really, I don't know. It's,
and the people who want to just keep it where it is realize it's All Hallows' Eve, so you can't really move Halloween because it goes with the calendar.
Exactly. If you really understand,
But even the candy companies,
here's another example.
This is also corporate greed. The candy companies were behind, obviously, because they were going to sell four times as much candy. So it's all about greed and decadence.
Okay, so here's the ultimate example for me. Christmas, and what nonsense it is that we celebrate it on December 25th, supposedly the birthday of Christ. Do you know how nonsensical that is? Christ was born in March, not in December. And the whole business that was created,
well,
it is like that. It's like
what
you
March.
Create the, the Ides of March was Caesar getting it in the back.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. You can't have Jesus and Caesar in the same month.
Oh, okay.
Let me spread it out.
Okay. All right. That explains it all. Thank you, Victoria. I knew there was a reason that I wanted to hear from you, especially today. You have just, man, that's the clip of the day, Phil. That's it right there. Voting and Christ's birthday in the same sentence. There we go. I'm voting for Jesus. What about you? Is that sacrilegious? Does that sound sacrilegious? People are going to be upset with me because I said that.
I'm sure there are people who have like a bumper sticker that says, I'm voting for Jesus.
Right.
That just sounds like something you would see in the Bible Belt.
Yeah, maybe.
And
or elsewhere.
You want to know people are going to be upset with you? Usually if you have to ask the question, the answer is always yes.
What? People are going to be upset with me? It's okay, Jennifer. I got a clue for you. It won't be the first time. 16 past the hour on the DJV program.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit purityd.com. That's purityd.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
It really is an awesome product for so many different things, even in addition to the weight loss. You know, people tell us within the first few weeks of taking it that they're sleeping better, waking up with less joint pain, more natural energy. And then, of course, over time, you do see the weight loss, the inch loss and the weight loss with the product. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can click on the science tab. There's a science tab at the top. You can read all about how it works for weight loss and the side benefits on there too. It's not in stores. You can't find it on any other website because with Calitrin, every purchase of Calitrin, you get a team of support. We have nurses available. We have Calitrin consultants. Everyone gets a dedicated personal Calitrin consultant who follows up with you after your order, make sure that you're seeing results. If you have any questions, you know, you can ask them. So it really is more about a team effort with this product.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
Hey guys, I'm Ma.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Ever consider buying an RV? Now might be the time. You can listen to that conversation. That's the clip of the day currently installed at djvshow.com. So you go to the facebook.com/djvshow. You can go to the djvshow.com website. You can listen live to the whole program anytime during the day and catch our clip of the day every day at djvshow.com. Yeah, RVs are the focus. One of the other things that's pretty exciting is we're giving away another one of those $400 mowers from Works on Friday of this week. Make sure that if you've got a good story about your father, you're ready when I give you the cue to call to tell your story about Father's Day. You could win this fabulous mower from Works, W-O-R-X. It's an electric power mower. Cool stuff.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Love this. Crack this puppy up. Fire the Doors. On the musical portion of this hour of the DJB program, 23 and change after. Like a lot of younger fans of the Doors, comic book writer Leah Moore, intoxicated by their aura, their mystery. She was a young teenager when the Doors were popular. She recalls being introduced to the band in 1987 in the movie The Lost Boys, which had Kiefer Sutherland as the chief cook and bottle washer. There's a scene where Jim Morrison poster hanging on the vampire teen's cave. And then, that was good. When Kiefer was a kid, those kind of roles are good for him.
I love The Lost Boys. I think that movie holds up, even now.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. He's great in that.
In 1992, she convinced her physics teachers to take her class to visit Morrison's grave during a class jaunt to Paris. Now Moore is tasked with writing her favorite band's history in a comic book form to honor the 50th anniversary of 1970's Morrison Hotel album. That's coming out in October. The Z2 comic novel is going to cover the album itself and the era that preceded it. That was the war, the Vietnam War, the Civil Rights Movement, the moon landing, Charles Manson murders. I mean, think about what's going on today now in our lives. And then think when I was a kid, all these things were going on at the same time as well. And we made it through. Here I am, normal. Because of
I wouldn't go with that N-word. Normal? Really?
The gigs the band played are the focus of this comic. I'm trying to imagine this. Anybody want to, with me, sort of drift off into what this
huge.
Is?
Huge.
Yeah.
They're
so
like
what does
adult
it look like?
Comic books.
What does it look like?
I don't know.
You
it
want
depends
to describe
on
it?
A novel. It's just like a more in-depth comic book. Like
right.
It's got more text.
Well, it's lyric. It's a lyrical. There's kind of like for music, there's lyric lines. There's content to it, not just pictures.
Well, it's a story. It's like like a comic book. I mean, it's a story. It's superhero, but in this case, it's the Doors set to
there's
the backdrop
more.
Of you know what else was going around. Like you said, there was a ton of stuff happening at the same time.
Right. Ms. Morris says she's going to work on the story with the other two members of the Doors, Robbie Krieger and John Densmore. They're incredible, legendary people and artists, so I'm not sure that even has sunk in as a possibility yet, she says. The Doors have so much theater and swagger and storytelling, they're totally natural fit for a comic. The lyrics they wrote, the energy they played with, the songs don't just lend themselves to the medium. they actually cry out to be comics, which is, I think, very today, isn't it? I mean, when you think about it and how...
I've actually been listening to a lot of The Doors recently, and I love Doors Jim Morrison's
great
spoken word poetry.
Come on, baby, and light my fire.
Yeah, it's most just...
very sexy song, actually.
Okay.
<It is.
laughs> Okay.
All right, now, this is something a lot of people from the era... But The Doors and the Doobies were around at the same time. A lot of people who don't know the era confuse the two. The Doobies.
No.
The Doors and the Doobie Brothers?
I think people do, yeah.
No, really? I could find a 10-year-old who would not, who could tell them. That's a crazy Doug statement that no one is standing by.
Well, okay, so fake news.
Maybe, because what that really means is, and Jen backed me up, it means that at one point in time, Doug confused those two.
He confused them, right?
Yes. And so he likes to say other people confused.
Darn it, they sound an awful lot alike.
In the 1970s, I was playing, as a disc jockey, I was playing this stuff until it came out of my ears, literally. And so one hit, one moment you play Doobie Brothers tune and The Doors, and this kind of music... that was so typical of the 70s, it sort of was a run-on sentence with me. Maybe that's what that's how I should present it. Anyway, the Doobies, why are you laughing? Have shared a socially distanced take on Listen to the Music. Performance features Tom Johnston, Patrick Simmons, John McPhee, and John Cowan, all of whom recorded their parts from their homes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A key House committee is holding a hearing on police reform. George Floyd's brother, Felonious, is urging action after the death of his brother and other unarmed African Americans in police custody.
George called for help and he was ignored. Please listen to the call I'm making to you now, to the calls of our family. And the calls ringing out the streets across the world.
Floyd is one of several witnesses that is testifying for the House Judiciary Committee about police practices and oversight just days after Democrats in Congress unveiled legislation that would prohibit the use of chokeholds and some no-knock warrants. Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo.
We will have a police department that our communities view as legitimate, trusting, and working with their best interests at heart.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The nationwide police brutality protests did cause more coronavirus infections. And USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Some D.C. National Guard troops deployed to protests in Washington have tested positive for COVID-19, as top White House coronavirus task force members warn governors of a possible spike in infections tied to nationwide protest rioting and looting. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, telling ABC's Good Morning America.
Yes, I mean, the most important thing, unfortunately, the report of the National Guardsmen being infected is certainly disturbing, but it is not surprising. The issue of physical separation is important. Masks can help, but it's masks plus physical separation. And when you get congregations like we saw with the demonstrations, as we have said, myself and other health officials, that's taking a risk. And unfortunately, what we're seeing now is just an example of the kinds of things we were concerned about. So I wouldn't be surprised that members of the congregation that were there demonstrating could also be infected. And many of them would then go back to where they were, because not everyone was demonstrating in the city where they live. They've come from the outside. So it's the kind of things that we were concerned about. And unfortunately, we're seeing it come true right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour, that drum beat bang, bada boom, let's go! Another half hour of the DJV program on the air. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan with the police blotter. I used to do this all the time on my local program. Actually, a couple of local programs in different cities, in Los Angeles and in Cincinnati. I did it, and it was always, and I did it locally here in Boston. It was always fun because I'd come up with the craziest stuff that was on the police blotter. That's not what we're about here today, because there are a number of things, obviously, because of the circumstances with our knowledge curve. This is a growth time, growth curve. And so Victoria's going to bring us up to date on a couple of things. I've got a couple of things. I'm sure Jennifer does. So why don't you kick it off, Victoria?
Well, that's not great news. But so coming out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, there's...
I didn't say it was all good news. I just said, it was, you know, focusing on the police.
We like to be positive here, but, you know, we also have to be...
Well, sometimes you have to go down a dark street to get to a bright street.
So there's, you know, another incident involving two black teens and white police officers, this time in Tulsa, Oklahoma. There's body cam footage that from June 4th, this incident. Two black teenagers, two boys, were walking down the middle of the road of a road together, and they were approached by an officer on foot and a second one who was in a squad car. Once the officers reach the teens, one of them gets thrown to the ground and is handcuffed on his while he's on his stomach. And he's being held down with his arms and knees by the cop. The second teenager was also handcuffed, but remains standing. So on the body cam footage, you can hear both of them asking why they're being detained and handcuffed. And the one black kid said, "You want to see me in jail or dead?" So one of the officers actually responds and says they're breaking the law because they're jaywalking. Now, how many times have all of us white people jaywalked? How many times have we done things that no one else, that we don't even think about, and we...
I do it all the time in L.A.
Without consequence, yep. Hmm. I mean, it's just... And so, anyways...
Were you arrested for jaywalking, though, Doug?
Brendan was.
See, happen. It does
why?
Happen.
Yeah, but why would you arrest
someone?
I've never
even heard of that for jaywalking.
They were arrested? It was in Santa Monica, like, probably 20 years ago. We were walking across... I forget where he was because I wasn't with him, but it was downtown someplace. And Brendan at the time was pretty much an up yours kind of a kid. And I think he even saw the
policeman.
Pretty
sure he might still be.
Well, in a different, more mature way, if you will.
Yeah.
So what's the outcome of this, Jennifer? Victoria, where did it all go?
Well, now it's just, I don't know, maybe a lawsuit, a wrongful arrest, I don't know. But it's just, this stuff is happening more and more, and it's yet another example.
Well,
and, you know, there's a guy
who
would
anybody be arrested for jaywalking in any city, even though...
Well, I think that's the thing, instead of making it about race, because I'm sure that there are a lot of people who are arrested for jaywalking, like your son, who is a white guy who is arrested for whatever
reason. Honestly, Brendan being arrested, that's the only time I've ever heard of anyone be arrested for jaywalking.
And he really rubbed
He
was about 20.
It's funny. You're not the only person who has told me this. I actually know another person who was arrested for jaywalking, actually.
Yeah. In Los Angeles, it's quite common.
Yeah, but this is one of those things where we could actually have a conversation if we take, like, the raw emotions out of it and go, oh, there it is, those police being jerks again, or, oh, gosh. Everybody
just tell
is willing.
The kids, guys, get out of the road because you're jaywalking. Why was this an immediate walk over to both of these two black teens, throw them down on their stomachs, and handcuff them, and then kneel on top of them? Why was that the MO? Why was it not,
there's nothing better
guys,
to do? There's anything more important to do in that town? If that's the case, there are too many police in that
community. Here's what I've been saying over and over and over again. There's not one person in this country right now who is not willing to have a rational conversation about how we can do better at policing in the country. There's not one person who wouldn't have that conversation. And so the fact is, when we start making it raw and we start making it team sports, and this clearly must be an example of more violence on black Americans, it almost does the counter effect. I think we can all sit down and have a conversation about how policing should change. Obviously, over-policing when it comes to jaywalking, that should obviously be a ticket first, right? I don't condone people jaywalking because it's dangerous, but it's a ticket. It's not an arrest. And I think whether
it's
you're Brendan
warning.
Or you're these kids. No, I think it is a ticket. Look, we all get tickets.
Fine,
you got to change behavior.
A ticket involved like being thrown to the ground and handcuffed.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Let's have the conversation about why these things are happening, right?
The conversation why are they not trained to handle these things better, especially in a time when there's a powder keg about to explode and you do this kind of stupid stuff? I mean, just asking for it. Let's go up the road a little bit to Atlanta, where the officers got fired for excessive force. Now they're in court because they want their jobs back. They had body camera video showing them using stun guns on a young couple to force them out of their car. The mayor in Atlanta announced the officers firing right after the incident. She and the police chief determined the officers used excessive force. Then the officers have filed suit this week against the mayor and the police chief, arguing they were denied due process. What the hell do you have? What's due process? They're the boss. You're working for them. But that isn't the way it is, because we're unionized up to our Mickey in this country.
And that's why I thought it was really encouraging this week, because the Minneapolis, I don't know if you guys saw it, the Minneapolis police chief actually came out and said the conversations with the police union are off.
The
police department is not the problem in Minneapolis with Derek Chauvin and the officer. The problem that I take real issue with is that the guy had 18 complaints in his history. And every single time.
And then the other guy, right? The other guy already settled for excessive force.
Both of the veteran officers. That's right. Both of the veteran officers had complaints and even decisions against them. And the police union went in time and time again and bailed these people out and put them back on the force. And I was actually really happy to see the Minneapolis police chief the other day said, we're not doing that anymore. Conversations with the union are off. And it's the same thing with the teachers union, Doug. We talked about this. The teachers union allows for bad teachers to be paid and allowed
public
back
unions,
in school when they committed huge atrocities.
There was a movement when I was younger to outlaw unions. Like you can't go on strike against a city, and that doesn't really work, or a government agency. But there was a movement, and it got a lot of steam, to eliminate unions from public employees. And the only reason, I mean, I'm thinking about some stuff going on here locally. The mayor and the city council in my community are trying to hash out a budget and cut jobs. And because they're holding these things online, the other night during the budget hearings, when they're on Zoom, about 18 of the public works employees got on to the meeting, into the Zoom meeting, and they sat there and they scowled at the, they were looking, and you could see them sort of in a moderately threatening way, suggesting that if you don't, you know, I mean, what's the clear suggestion? Don't do it our way, there'll be big trouble. You know, so they kept speaking up. Well, how can you cut this job, and how can you cut that job? There are, my community is a, has 70, 80,000 people live in it. They've hired 600 people since 2009. 600 additional employees in the city. They own almost 400 vehicles. What does a town this size need that many employees to do the job and that many vehicles? And I mean, this is what people are facing all around the country. The tax rates keep going up, up, and up. People are not being paid in accordance, so they can't pay their taxes, especially now. Can you imagine how many people are not going to be able to pay their taxes now? That we have an estimation in our town, 34% of people will not even be able to pay their taxes, never mind pay them over time, because they're out of work. So, you know, you got all of these things, the cities, the towns get more power, back to that power grab you were talking about, Jennifer. They want more money so they can support the union, the unions support the politicians, and on it goes. And so,
well,
you know, that's part of the problem.
One of the other things that should not be allowed, police unions should not be allowed to make campaign donations to the Attorney General.
Yep.
That is
something
that is the biggest conflict of interest right there.
Unions
shouldn't
be allowed to support any candidates,
that's
any
what
public
unions do.
Union.
Unions,
none.
Unions
teachers
are,
unions. No.
Well, that's what the frustration is that unions don't protect anybody anymore. They've just become political.
Right. And look at the members. I remember being a member of the union. I belonged to six unions in my life, different unions, but the one that was most annoying was the teachers union when I was teaching school for those 4 years. And I remember that we were told we were supposed to vote for this person and that person, and I was much more of an avid Republican
every
then.
Every single time as a kid, my mom would get, the phone would go off around Election Day, support the teachers union.
Oh, yeah.
It
was always Democrats.
Always,
it was Democrats. And I was a Republican. I had, I don't know if I ever told you this. When I was in high school, I formed the Young Republicans Club. Guess how many members we had?
One.
Me. That was it. Yep. That was it. Yeah.
Well, we have a friend who in New York City is in the Plumbers Union, and I remember when Trump was running, I saw him right after they had their meeting. He said that was the shortest meeting I've ever been to. They walked in and said, we're voting for Trump, and that's it. And he's a Democrat, and he was like, I'm not voting for Trump. He was like, this is crazy. He said, but I have to, like, keep it a secret, so I'm not going
against
the
union.
Right,
otherwise they're ostracized.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Do you think there's any Republican teachers that are willing to be out of the closet?
No, of course not.
No way. I mean,
especially around here. Oh, my God, around here?
Not just around there, around all big cities, you know. Yeah. And that's the thing. We have to reevaluate these. And if you look at the thing that's the common denominator here, there's a lot of power that's being shuffled around in a lot of the most liberal cities. So we have to figure out a way that we can actually kind of pull that back a little bit and find a more moderate pace, because I think it's really the only way that we actually move forward.
Boy. What a conundrum we're in, though, really, when you think about it, how crazy is all of this stuff? And maybe it's always been crazy. When I look back at what we were talking about with the Doors and the Doobie Brothers, what was going on in 1968, 69, 70, 71, 72, how crazy the war was going on, civil rights, it was a mess. And so today we have a mess. We'll get out of it, but... At what cost, I guess, is the question. And are we learning from these events and from the mistakes that are being made? That's the more important question, I think. Without me being professorial or preachy, I think there's so much to learn, and it may be even harder to learn because there's so much more control of the pipeline for information. So what are you learning and how are you learning it? And are you learning the whole story or just half the story? I think that's very important. That's part of the discussion, ladies, that we're certainly having here. Speaking of discussions, a reminder about one of the podcasts that I do, one of the programs that I do, heard around the country in a lot of these same stations every weekend, Good Day Health. The podcast at the moment with Dr. Ken Kronaus is a focus on the vaccines that are being tested. Dr. Ken goes through the 10 different vaccines. He does the research every week, goes through the medical journals, and talks with us about what these things mean to us. So Dr. Ken and his presentation, Dr. Jack Stockwell, also has different points of view. We have a podcast with him and his thoughts and the information that you need to know. Kind of keep yourself tuned up, if you will. It's gooddayhealthshow.com where you find the podcast, gooddayhealthshow.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Mike from California, and I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50s.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. you should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken now. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen. Questions that come from various sources, mostly listeners, mostly questions that are not always tied. Certainly of late, we're all interested in the COVID thing, the Chinese virus, but there are other things going on. But this is not one of them. I'm going back to a question about what the CDC says, Ken, about antibody tests that could be inaccurate half of the time. Why would that be? Do you agree that some of these tests are inaccurate? And if that's the case, why? Is the serum not right? I mean, what would cause the testing? I had a test this past week, and I'm hoping that it was right. It said that I didn't have the virus, but so why are there false positives? What the heck's going on?
Well, let's untangle this for a second, because there's so-called serology testing, and that's where we're looking for whether you actually have particles of the genetic material or similar, something antigen, some part fragment that represents the actual virus. And that's being done by, initially it was done by a swab deep up in the nose and then a swab that didn't go very far up. Now it's actually done by a spit test. So various ways for looking for particles of the virus to diagnose if you have active infection. And that's the test that you had. You had a little...
I had, yeah.
You had up something up your nostril, right?
Yep.
Not too deep,
yeah.
Right. Mm. And they were trying to determine if you have active infection. They don't want to let you in the hospital or wherever you're going to get health care if you have active infection to get everyone else infected. So that's what you had. Now, the other side of this is looking for antibody. Once you have exposure to a virus, your body's immune system reacts and makes antibodies. And we have tests where we can measure different antibodies that your immune system makes. The issue is that we don't yet quite know what these tests mean. We know what we're measuring, but it hasn't been studied extensively yet to know what the amount you need to represent that you actually have immunity, which of the various antibodies that are measured give you long-term immunity. And that's what the CDC is telling everybody, that you don't immediately get your out-of-jail card if you have any antibodies, because it hasn't been studied yet to actually know exactly what it all means.
It's like, hello, more questions and no answers.
Well, it's a new disease. I mean, that's the whole point. And that's why you can make a long list of how wrong. I'm not saying anything personal about Dr. Fauci. I'm just trying to point out, he's considered the expert. And you can make a long list of all of his predictions that were wrong. So this is a new disease. And if anyone tells you they know where it's going, they don't know. It's all speculation.
Right. It's all baloney. Okay.
Well,
now,
it's speculation.
Here's something else. Is this speculation or not? Are we to avoid cough syrups if we have the coronavirus? There was something that came out this week that a lot of people were concerned about, this cough suppressant that calms a cough. And we certainly know that if you have the Chinese virus, you're going to have a cough. And a lot of people are taking the cough medicines, the over-the-counter cough suppressants, if you will. Is that good, bad, or what's your advice on that? Yeah, I'm talking about Robitussin, Dayquil, NyQuil, Delsym, the Theraflu, that stuff.
I have no issue with a little bit of cough medicine when you have COVID-19. In general, when you have an infection in the lungs, you want to suppress the cough so it's tolerable, but you don't want to get rid of it so much that you paralyze the whole thing, because the cough mechanism will help somewhat clear the infection. So it's a balancing act of yes, making it so you can be comfortable but not overwhelmed so that there's no clearing.
So be careful. Don't overdo it. Is that basically
exactly
what you're saying?
Don't overdo it.
Yeah, okay. There's a study this week, this is from a smoker, about smoking. What about cancer? I mean, this seems like kind of a no-brainer, but you want to talk about cancer risk for people who smoke, or whether they smoke every day, once in a while, what's the risk?
Right. Well, it's just important to realize that even if you're smoking just a little, you have a great risk of getting lung cancer. People who regularly smoke, 5 times higher risk of getting lung cancer than those who don't. And then what this study looked at was the fraction of people who just cut that in half by smoking every other day, they only lowered their risk to 4 times higher. This
you're
is out of JAMA
yourself.
Network Open.
In other words, you're kidding yourself. That's basically
exactly. Even a few cigarettes a month had a significant increase in lung cancer.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here. Check out the podcast every week that Ken does on GoodDayHealthShow.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.